Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, October 12th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 6 cents, closing at 389. November beans down 31 and 3/4 cents, closing at 1033 and 3/4. And December wheat up a half a cent, closing at 594 and a quarter. Pretty much what we thought here today. I thought the funds would be lightening up on beans after yesterday's action. Or after Friday's action, we continue to do some damage to the spreads here. And, you know, we've broken this bean market close to 50 cents, like 48 cents off the highs since Friday. Granted, 42 cents of that was today. But I think it's getting to be kind of enough here. I think we've shaken out a lot of the week longs, probably cleaned out, who knows, 40,000 contracts of beans here today. So, you know, this may be the shakeout we're looking for. I'd probably give it a shot at buying it higher, excuse me, buying it lower overnight, somewhere around 1025 in that area. Obviously, the beans lost a lot of ground to the corn here today. I thought the funds would come in and actually buy corn against what they were selling in the beans. Didn't look like they'd do that. It looked like they were selling out of their long positions as well. But not nearly what they were doing in the bean market. The wheat market was lower with just, you know, a few minutes to go. Rallied considerably, 7 cents off the lows. So that wasn't a bad close there. We didn't see any export inspections because of the holiday. That may be why we didn't see any export announcements this morning. But the USDA, I think, was open. They came out with a box beef price, so I'm not sure why we didn't see some other numbers. But I guess the USDA may be a little bit different. Anyway, we were expecting crop progress tonight, but obviously with the holiday, it'll be tomorrow. So there's really not a whole lot of fresh news. I think harvest is going by at a really rapid rate in the beans and corn at a pretty strong rate, not as good as the beans, but pretty strong. I think we've got about 2 weeks left in this hedge pressure out here. But at some point, you know, I think the Chinese are going to step up and buy some. It was rumored that the Chinese bought a fair amount of corn, either Friday or over the weekend. We didn't see any announcements today, maybe because of the holiday. We're expecting to see some corn sales tomorrow. You know, overall, I don't see anything really wrong with this market. Bean came right down to the 10-day moving average. Maybe we get a little bit under it tonight. But I think, like I said, pros will be looking to buy it lower and try to reestablish some more long position out here. Crude oil was down $1.17. That didn't help the grains at all. The dollar was just basically steady. But overall, I think we've done a pretty good job of knocking the wind out of these beans in 2 days. And that may just be enough out here. Like I said, maybe lower tonight, but I'm not sure we'll close. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.